Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on one second. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. It's time for the battle breakdowns. PSA Radio, what's going on, man? My bro Dre, Three Letterman, what's going on, my G?
What's popping, my nigga? Let's get it, man.
All right. It's about to go down. Now, Smack URL released Young Cannon versus Danny Myers. Crazy battle. Been out for about a day. It has over 100,000 views already. Crazy, crazy battle. Now, we got to break this down. This is going to be a little bit more detailed, I think, than any of our normal breakdowns. Because I think we've had a little bit more of a different opinion on this one. All right, I'm going to grab my popcorn real quick. Let my bro Dre do what it do. And I want him to hear what he scores this battle. Dre, the floor is yours, my G.
Now, first off, let me say, whoever decided to put this match together, kudos to you. We're talking about two starving MCs, one vet, yes, veteran. Young Cannon is a goddamn vet. Put some respect on Young Cannon's motherfucking name. And you got Danny Myers, the bar god, Mr. Yikes, Mr. I gave how much money to T-Rex again? Now,
12,000.
Danny Myers. Danny Myers, what do you want to say, Timbo? He has the home court advantage, being that his battles in Cali.
I mean, I guess somewhat you could say, but we'll get into that later. Is Danny from Cali? Is he from Vegas, Michigan, New York? That's a great question. But yeah, I feel like he has a very good reception out in Cali and out west. So yes, I feel like maybe he does have a little bit of a leg up in Cali.
Now, let me say, URL is having success with the URL West series they're doing. I enjoyed the last one they had last year. You got Lush One in the building, Daylight in the building. We'll address you in a little bit, sir. Danny sets it off with a mean Chicago violence scheme. I thought that was a mean scheme he did. When he said, bitch, you still alive? I don't think they doing enough shooting. That shit was cold, son. Cold. Young Cannon is from Chicago, so I think Danny setting his round off with the Chicago scheme is tough. I like the way he sets it off. The Blackhawk hockey team line was cold. This piece will come out when you visit your in-laws. That shit was cold. The Mercedes album cover line, the No Limit Mercedes, because she was a No Limit. I thought that shit was cold.
Yeah.
The Miss Gracie post line was cold. The Poetic Justice Chicago line, if you watch Poetic Justice, how they was treating Chicago in the back of the truck and shit, I like that shit right there. The triangle offense line, I thought that was cold. You know what I mean? What he said, I told my cousin to hold the handle. Later on, I was his pallbearer. That shit was cold. You won't make it to your 60s. Better watch who you're rolling with. The rolling 60s shit, that shit was fire. The side bitch need evidence line, that was tough. The Brandy Eyes thing was cold. Son, like him or not, Timbo, Danny was damn near flawless, in my opinion, in this first round. He said, I shot his niece at the amusement park. Let's see if that's amusing to him. Nigga. Now, if you want to talk on Danny hyping himself up, yelling, bar guard, he's been doing this since fucking he battled Rum Nitty and Mr. Mills, man. We seen him dapping up Rum Nitty like 70 times during a battle. I know he screamed, this is a different level. It's a different level. But if Daylight, Lush One, the nigga behind Danny Myers, who was looking like fucking Joakim Noah from the Knicks, if they all going crazy, how much gassing can it be? If niggas behind him is scridging their face, Daylight was fucking doing Ric Flair chops on niggas out here, Timbo. I thought Danny had a dope, Danny had a dope first round. Your opinion, sir?
Oh, God. Look, man. Danny's biggest reactions were from himself. Danny,
you can't say that. Heavily smacking Lush One and Daylight, and all these niggas are going crazy.
Oh, Daylight did faces throughout the whole battle. Daylight was doing all these faces.
I'm just saying.
Danny's biggest reactions were from himself. I don't count that shit. I hate that shit. He
hated
it,
but what about the bars?
That.
You're not talking about the bars. You're just talking about him doing that. You're not focused on the bars.
All right.
And I think
I'll get to the bars in a second. You're right, though. I'll get to the bars in a second. That hyping shit, it's so wacky.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
It's annoying as fuck. It's so corny to me. Like, don't hype your shit like that. If your bars are that dope, you don't have to. Plus, you're in a small room. You're in a real, 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 real small room. You know, you should have written for that. You know, you don't have to hype yourself, go crazy. You know, just spit your shit. They'll react as they react. Second of all, I'm going to be dead honest with you. Danny is not as fire with the pen as people tend to say he is. I feel like underneath all that gassing and all that shit like that, his setups, I'm going to be honest with you, his setups are below average.
Wait a minute. So hold on. That Chicago scheme he did, that whole setup was whack.
That was the greatest setup that he had of the entire – That I'm not going to lie to you. That was the best setup that he had of the whole night, was starting off the battle. Can't even lie. Best setup of the whole night that he had right there. That was the first four to six bars of the entire battle. That was his best setup.
You didn't like
that
any of the bars that we were talking about, Timbo, really?
Yo, he had some tight – like, his bars are okay, but they're not as tight as people say that they are. I feel like how he says it and then gasses himself, that kind of gets people going. But I'm going to be
hold on. We're living in a battle rap world right now, my nigga, where niggas is slacking in rounds. Niggas Charlie Clips gets props for freestyling and not coming prepared. And we're going to chastise a nigga that comes prepared?
No. Don't get me wrong. Danny's not whack. I'm not saying he's whack. I'm saying that his bars aren't as fucking crazy and out of this world that people say that they are. That's just not. Like,
but I don't think people say that. I think Danny's the one who says that to us. He's the one telling us he's the GOAT. And Danny, no disrespect, my nigga, you are not the GOAT. Let's just be clear on PSA Radio.
Nah.
You are not the GOAT.
Nah.
I know you're running around with
that
I'm going
to be honest with you. Danny,
that's cool, but
Danny's
not the GOAT, my nigga.
Danny's not in my top 10, 15, whatever. You know?
Danny's
as far
not
as
top
even 15? Bars,
though. Hold on.
Danny Myers is not
top 15.
I have a lot of battle rappers above Danny Myers right now, Dre. I'm not even going to lie to you, bro.
Danny Myers is not in the top 15. Mind you, he had a fire battle with fucking B-Dot. And this battle with YK is fire. The battle with Chilla Jones, he had like fire. Like, he doesn't... Mr. Mills, fire.
But the thing is, what people don't understand, though, is that YK been doing this. Like, reading the comments, too, it's like, yo, YK, most underrated this. YK been giving that business. I'm going to be
But
like,
my nigga, let's keep it real, YK. YK is out of sight, out of mind. If he's not here in our face, nobody talks about YK because he's not here a lot. We don't see him battle. He's not on King of the Jot like that. He's not on URL like that, so he's not a nigga that you think about unless you see
he's
his name
not,
on the paper.
He's not on Twitter saying he's the bar guy. He's not on this saying that he's the greatest of all time. But I feel you on that.
You got to feel yourself
a
little bit. I got
feel...
no problem with niggas being confident. What's the difference between Rock when Rock is rhyming and niggas going crazy and Rock is like, fuck with me.
This is past confident, bro. This is fucking annoying. I'm going to be honest with you. This is annoying and corny. I swear to God,
like,
and I've said this before.
Round one.
his round was solid, but it's not as crazy as people think. I feel like his rounds are beatable. He is one thing I'll give Danny though is he's consistent. Like he doesn't stray from what he does. I'm not saying it's the tightest shit ever, but he doesn't stray from what he does. He's consistent with what he does. But I swear, I feel like he's so gassed at times, and in this battle, heavily by himself. He's heavily
right.
gassed by himself.
What do you say
shit,
by himself? You mean by him going
in.
Crazy over the rhymes he's saying, or the people going?
I bring points.
Yes,
I bring points. I bring points down for that. You shouldn't do that to me. I don't want you going crazy, jumping up and down. You know what I'm saying? That's like a comedian. And this is how I kind of compare it. It's like a comedian, like, laughing, going crazy at his own jokes, you know?
Right.
Or somebody laughing, going crazy at his own jokes. Like, that makes doesn't that make it, like, more unfunny to you when someone does that?
ODs. Don't get it fucked up. He ODs. Let's just keep it real. But I still think, minus all that fuckery he was doing on stage and all that, that's what Danny does, though. I don't expect nothing less from him at this point in his career that you and I've been watching him for the last couple of years. Since Rum Nitty, he's been like this. Niggas don't like, let's be real, don't like Danny Myers because of the facts that you said right there. Also, him giving money to fucking Rex, him acting like he's better than a lot of other niggas when niggas feel like, bro, you wasn't on URL, you wasn't da da da. So niggas be looking at him funny style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought he had an right one. Let's go to YK right quick.
All right, let's hit.
Now,
let me calm
let's
down
be
real.
Real
quick. Fuck.
I thought, let's be real, I thought the way Danny Myers set off his first couple bars in his first round compared to YK setting up his rounds in the first bar, I thought Danny had that. I thought out the gate, Danny landed a haymaker with that Chicago shit. I didn't think in the first couple bars of YK, he snuffed Danny hard. I thought Danny snuffed him a little hard. We didn't Bible versus line. I thought that was cold. I'm a universal charger. I got a plug for everything.
That
shit
was
fucking crazy.
That shit was fucking nuts, yo. Yeah.
The Dano Marino line,
that
ring
Dan
line.
Marino,
that shit was fucking tough.
Yeah.
The Pesticide line, that was all right.
That was all right.
The
that
make
okay.
a movie in L.A., a Vato says blood in or
blood
out.
Vato, blood in.
Fire.
Fucking crazy.
Fire.
Crazy. The L.A. riot. God.
Yeah, that shit was fire. He talked about beating other cats in writer's block. What he said, I've been built the block down. It's the L.A. riot.
The L.A.
That
riot.
That shit was cold.
That shit was. See, the thing that YK did, though, is he attacked shit that had to do with Danny. Like, he got. I feel like he mixed in personals with each round. You know what I mean? Like, all that shit pertained to Danny Myers.
Okay.
You know, the writer's block shit.
He has some shit also here that he wasn't pertaining to Danny Myers, but we'll get to that in a minute. What is it? Surf through the Ave and the Rock. You know, the gun titles. I thought that shit was cold.
Yeah.
The L.A. or the African Jungle line was tough. That Ghost Rider's Dan Aykroyd line was fucking cold. The quagmire line was tough. He said, I joined the caveman because I made fire with rock. Thought that was cold. Here's with me from the first round. I got to go with Danny with the first round. I thought he landed more haymakers. The way he started his first round, like I said about the Chicago shit, I thought it took Cannon a while to heat up. Because to me, Danny landed a little more haymakers. I got Danny winning the first round. Talk to me.
I mean, I got YK winning that first round. I thought he was more consistent throughout his round. I thought his bars were better, and that shit hit. That shit hit to me. There was more, like, the bars were better, so there was better writing in that first round from YK to me, and that shit hit. It would be a different story, you know, if I'm going back to Danny Myers' round, if we went to where Danny didn't react and kind of saw how it goes with him not doing that, see how the crowd went. But as far as bars go, I feel like YK got that one. I thought he was more consistent with each round, through the round, bar-wise. His setups were better. this is honestly the only clear round to me is
clear
is the first.
My nigga, that's
clear.
What I'm saying. Like, I went back to the first round, and like I said, out the gate, when Danny hit the Chicago scheme, he was already on fire. If you go to YK's, the beginning of a couple of bars of YK's shit, they wasn't hitting hard like that to me, my nigga. They really wasn't hitting hard like that in the beginning. To like the little bit of the middle and then towards the end, he caught wreck. I just thought Danny set it off and shit lovely. I can't take nothing away from YK.
Yeah.
A lot of people got YK winning the first round. I got Danny winning the first round. Timbo, you got...
All right, so you got Danny first. I got YK first. All
right. Right. Round two. Danny rebutted the YK LA Riots line. I thought that was all right. And then he rebutted again the African Jungle line and shook the fucking room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say it's gassing, Timbo, right? You know what I'm saying? I thought, you didn't like his round at all, though, fams? You didn't
Which
like
one, the second
of,
one?
The beginning of Danny's round, the rebuttal stuff.
No,
you didn't like that?
No, I did, because I'm glad this was like the only rebuttal of the entire battle, huh? I think everything else was actually written. So,
and he's not known for rebuttal.
Did
that kind of shock you that he rebutted?
It was, and it was actually, like, I liked his shit. I liked that rebuttal a lot that he did. I wasn't expecting it at all. I wasn't expecting that. No. That was tight, though.
I thought Danny had an alright second round. You know what I'm saying? I thought Danny's second round was kind of fire.
Okay.
When he said, a shot through a Chicago tree is a PG killer. You know what I rose through? I thought that shit was cold. Apparently Lloyd, not the only nigga singing on the South Side, thought
that was
cold.
That was crazy. I like that bar.
You know what
a lot.
I mean? I thought he mixed a little pain rap in there also. To me, towards maybe the middle, Danny drifted off into some other shit that the struggle rap. I like it. Just don't think it was getting at YK a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The ambidextrous line was cold. The training day scheme was tough. Danny talked about beating Rex and why Rex ain't here. Why Rex is not here. Respectfully, Danny, Rex is usually on bigger cards, my nigga. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? What he said, I back you so hard like cops. Wait, he said, I back you so hard the cops can use the echo for proof? Nigga! What? Come on, son. That shit was cold, man. Yo, that Mike Tyson cheat code line by Danny was fire.
Yeah,
I
played
Mike
crazy.
Tyson punch. I go straight to Mike. The coach, nigga, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is wilding out here, son. That shit was fire. Solid round from Danny. I thought he started off good, then drifted off a little bit, but got back into it towards the end. Talk to me about Danny Meyer's second round, Timbo.
I actually liked. I really liked the second round. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think we'll get into YK's, but I think I gave Danny the second round. To be honest with you.
Okay. Round two, I like how YK started his second talking to Danny from a fan's perspective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In your round, you actually say some shit that's impressive, but outside the ring, you do some lame shit that make your shit be a question. All that shit was fucking dope to me. The Danny Myers impression was funny as shit. I'm not even gonna front, yo. It reminded me of Cassidy was clowning Disaster and shit. I thought YK's performance game and energy was up in this round. He talked about Danny's music being bad. Listen, I heard one joint last year from Danny Myers. He had a song getting at NWX. Danny, you in the booth, y'all just don't make a marriage, my nigga. Stay away from the booth, my G. The nigga said, YK said, rolling a blunt to your mixtape is a disrespectful to the
it's
weed. That shit was hilarious.
That's
funny. OJ Mayo line was cool.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't like the Joe Pesci line, Home Alone line. Let's leave Joe Pesci Home Alone line alone bars away from there, my nigga. The Bo Jackson Tecmo Bowl line was all right. I thought YK started talking about his homeboys and code words. He started talking about his man's T-Guns and his man Lulu and his man A. Wheeler to the point you made. Yeah. He's not talking about Danny Myers right there, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did like when he said, you'll get 100 from an essay, like you got a perfect grammar. Woo, that shit was cold. Dropping 60 in LA like I'm Kobe Bryant. Solid round from YK, but I'm going Danny Myers on this round.
I'm going. I'm going Danny on this one also. I'm going Danny on the second round also.
Round three, Danny first line when he said, "I'll fuck your hoe," but that's disrespectful to my dick. I see everybody going crazy over that. I didn't like that line at all. The nigga standing next to fucking Daylight, who looks like fucking Steve Blake, who used to play for the Lakers, he up there going crazy and shit. That line ain't do nothing for me. Danny talked about Chicago rappers. I like when he said Chicago rappers used to be sick, at least common cold. That shit was hard. Danny talked about YK being more than being better than Big T, but your city don't rock with you. All right. I did like the hidden message animation line, hand gesture. I thought that was cool. The Exodus line was cool. The person, persona, personal, personnel, all that was all right. The Holocaust line was all right. The ugly shot Bill Cart line, that was cool. I like how Danny was saying, if it was about skills, niggas would be fucking with him and Young Cannon. But later on, Charlie Clips dropped a battle, niggas be on his dick again. I liked all that shit. That shit was cool.
I like that one too. Yeah,
the Bricks duplex line was cold. Danny called out Tay Rock. Would you like to see him and Tay Rock get it in? I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Fuck no.
You wouldn't like to see?
No.
I would not mind seeing Danny Myers and Tay Rock battle.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That was just bullshit. That battle doesn't really like move me. I wouldn't. I mean, that's not something I'm like really rushing to see. But honestly, I'm trying to see what stage it would be dope on, like a big stage or a small stage. You know, I'm trying to think of which one. Well, I mean, where
like
would you
with Tay Rock and Charlie Cooks battle at something like that when he battled the second time?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Maybe something like that. I think it could be good actually, like right there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I thought Danny's third round was all right. What you thought about Danny's third round?
It was okay. Definitely beatable, though.
Yeah.
There were some good bars in there, but I feel like there was more dry spots in that third round than with the other two. I'll give you that.
Agree.
I'll tell you that.
And that might have been his weakest
more
round,
dry
in my
spots
opinion. Danny Myers' third round, to me, was his weakest round.
There was definitely
round three, YK rebuttal Danny's comments about Tay Rock, the Rock Climber Gladiator line. That was cool. The Mob Ties, Mob Wives line was cold.
That was crazy.
That shit was cold. The Texas, the Boom Surf line was cold. I got text messages. I thought that was hilarious.
That was crazy.
YK got in some real talk about Danny Myers, man. Real personal, my nigga.
That's what won this one. That won this one for me.
I thought he hit under the belt right there when he said, YK said, "You didn't respond to your baby mom's post." We responded to writer's block comments in 5 minutes. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, somebody talked shit about writer's block. You responded in 5 minutes. That was crazy.
Back shots having him walking like he's 9 months pregnant. Cold.
That was
fire.
Yeah.
The two ball heads get you booked on the stage. Fire. And you could tell if you look at Danny Myers.
Yep.
Facial expressions. He kind of knew that third round. Yeah, I kind of lost that round. I got YK winning this round. I got Danny Myers 2-1. Talk to me.
Man, I got YK 2-1. I think the third is clear to me. The first also. The second can go either way. But that third, what won it was getting personal. You know, I thought YK did it really it was like clever as shit. You know, it was dope. Kind of clowning on Danny at the same time. We're like, yo, how you allow that to happen? Someone talk shit about writer's block, you responded in 5 minutes. You know? I thought that was dope how he worded that and how he played it. And I got YK 2-1. Honestly,
I disagree
sometimes
with the first
I do
round is clear though. You think the first round is clear?
It is, man.
Danny came out swinging in that first round, my nigga.
Huh?
Mm. I thought Danny came out swinging in that first round, bro.
I'll rewatch it for the fifth time. But I'm telling you, I think YK got that one. 2-1, man. I know you got Danny 2-1, but
don't
that's
battle,
the beauty of these battles. Yeah.
Fire battle.
Yeah. Up there with Battle of the Year?
Mm-hmm. It's up there. I've seen people talking about it's up there. I've seen people saying classic. I don't know if I'm ready to give it a C word just yet. It didn't give me that C word vibe. Don't get me wrong. Fire battle and low key. If we're looking at what's going on, if you're keeping notes at home, the last couple battles from URL have been dope. And if you want to notice, it hasn't really been from the popular veterans. Due to knowledge, we just had YK Danny Myers, Ill Will Rum Nitty, Twerk Dougie. Like those couple battles been hype, but have replay value. You could watch, and it's not whack. Just something to pay attention to, you know what I mean? But I see people saying YK won. I think a lot of people got YK winning from what I'm seeing. I can't get mad if anybody says YK won. You know what I'm saying? This is a dope battle. Replay value. I thought both these brothers got busy and shit. For me, I don't want to see YK. I want to see YK but get more battles. I don't want him to get a battle like this and he's just chilling on the bench. You know what I'm saying? That's why him joining Cave Gang, I think, is a good look where, let's be real, it's who you know, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You get down with Tay-Rock, I'm pretty sure the battles will come where they got to come. And I've seen Tay-Rock responding to Danny Myers. He actually made a blog, a little blog about Danny Myers and she got. That's what I'm saying. I would not be surprised because Rock did the blog, he didn't say that he wouldn't battle him. It sounded like he'd be down to battle that nigga and shit. He said, I'll fuck this nigga up. So I think obviously Rock and Rum Nitty should be the focus. And I think after that, I wouldn't mind seeing Rock and Danny Myers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. I mean, Rock and Danny could end up being dope if it's in a small room. In my opinion, I think that would be the best way to go. But this was a good battle, really good battle. Shout out to URL, man. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you either, bro. I was worried before the battle started, but the audio was crispy. I liked it.
Right. It was crispy.
Nice.
It was crispy.
I had no issues with the audio. And, you know, sometimes out west, like the last out west one, there's some audio issues. But shout out to Smack and URL. Dre, before we do this next battle, I want to watch it one more time. I want to watch
definitely, me too.
John and Pat one more time. By the way, that battle is out now on Don't Flop. Go check that shit out. And, man, Smack URL, Danny Myers. Motherfucking verse YK, crazy. 100,000 a day.
Yeah, that's wild.
Nuts, yo. Those guys really put it down. URL, man. Got some guests coming up on the show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Some big interviews coming up too. And I mean, this is what we do. But we had to break down this battle classic wise.
Yeah.
In a classic way, I should say, PSA radio style way. And that's just how we do it over here, man. PSA Radio, PSA Podcast, the battle breakdowns, official place for it, man. Hey, yo, check out Tom Brady, what he's doing right now, too, yo. Don't sleep on the kid. Don't sleep on the kid, Tom Brady. How your Jets do today, bro? I heard they got the W.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I'm not sad. It's like whatever. That 2-5 is like, you know what I mean?
Dre is numb right now. He doesn't know if he wants him to just tank it, get the pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm cool with the tanking. I'm cool with the tanking.
Yeah.
I feel you.
We'll
pay attention
to
what's going on with these battles
game.
Now. I'm reading on Twitter right now. These battles going Austin Tay-Rock on stage right now, man.
Yep. Let's go check this shit out. Good. Hey, yo. Shout out everybody listening, man. PSA motherfucking radio. My bro Dre 3, let him take us out, my G.
Man, you already know what it is, man. PSA Radio, me and my bro Timbo. We're going to have hopefully some dope interviews coming up because I know a lot of shit going on that we can't talk about now. But you already know what it is, man.
Let's get it. We out.
Cheers.